kind of going back to your old stomping grounds at Doane College back in the day. I tried to get Coach to talk to in our pregame. We just heard about from Talking Creek Football, but he just wouldn't give up any of the old Doane stories. I'm sure there's 1,000 of them out there.
Yeah, because there's none, to be honest with you, anything that'd be worth talking about. But, no, I know Coach Litchell really well, played for him in college. He's an upstanding guy, and we've kept in contact over the years, just like a lot of other coaches I've had. And he's just a great guy, great football mind. Creed is fortunate to have him. He's definitely made a mark already on that program as far as their improvement this year, and you can just tell in their play and how the first few weeks have gone for them. And so yeah, it'll be exciting to get back to Creed and play at Alpapik Field and be on the visitor side this time, but that's all right. Just looking forward to it.
Probably a team that probably should be 2-1 instead of 1-2. They're awfully close to that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first week against Platteview, it was a tight game all the way down to the end, and they came back and rebounded the second week against Beatrice and beat them. And, unfortunately for them up at Scotts Bluff, got on them pretty early. There were some turnovers and things of that nature that, really made that score out of hand. And but they'll be excited to get back this week at home. It's the same for us. Both teams kind of took it on the chin last week, and so now the challenge is which team's going to rebound and take what they learned from those losses and put it into this game.
Yep, I'm sure. Couldn't wait to get back to practice on Monday, have the weekend off, and just let's get back and let's work on some things. All is not lost, and offense, defense, special teams, probably a little bit of everything in each area working on this week.
Yeah, you never want to lose. Obviously, we were not happy with the outcome, but you got to give hats off to Waverly. They're a heck of a team. And, for us, I think ultimately we just had some discipline things that, I'd like to say a little uncharacteristic for us. But that's why you play the game. You got to be disciplined. And that's really been the message this week and really into our preparation and practice is just be more disciplined, kind of tighten up some things that, really hindered us last week that allowed that score to kind of get out of hand a little bit. They tacked on a couple late, but there was just some moments in the game that we just got to get cleaned up. And I think at the end of the day, you got to pull positives out of it as well. I felt like our run defense played as well as we have all season. I'll be honest with you, as well as we played up front, other than the long run that was early in the game from the Axemen kid, we did a pretty good job, and we played well enough up front in the box to win the game. We just got to get the offense going. We got to find different ways to get our playmakers the ball. Waverly did a good job shutting down the things that we had success with the first couple weeks, and that's why offense is always an evolving thing, and we'll find ways to get our guys the ball.
It was a little bit change, folks watching your first couple of weeks to last week. It kind of switched because of what Waverly presented to you, watching them on game film. You kind of went a little bit different direction last week that we didn't maybe see the first couple of weeks.
Waverly plays a style of defense where they put a lot of guys in the box, and sometimes it's just not even worth hammering yourself against it for four quarters. We did, as we say, feed the Lions a little bit in there and tried to keep them honest in there, but we had to throw the ball more. We had to hit the perimeter a lot more. That was the first couple weeks we really didn't have to do that as much. So I think it really opened our eyes to, we got to improve in that area. It's not going to change. I mean, teams are going to continue to put guys in the box, and we got to be able to run against that, but we got to be able to find some perimeter game. And I felt like, there were moments in the game where we did a pretty good job with that, but not nearly good enough to be able to get the win. So that's obviously the challenge we're taking on right now.
I guess on the one thing is, hey, now, and it's been like this for a couple of years now. Formation wise, you can go double tight, you can go shotgun spread and everything against all these teams. They got to prepare for everything against you now.
Yeah, we try to. I mean, we try to make it pretty difficult on the opposing defense as far as what we're trying to do offensively. You know, at the end of the day, it's how do we get our guys the ball, the Tristan Campbells, the Miles Pullmans, the Lee Davidsons, the Trenton Rileys, I mean, and others. How do we get those guys the ball? What are effective ways to do that? I think it's obvious we're a running football team. Sometimes being a running football team can look a little different as far as just coming right at you type of run plays or some of our read game that we were looking to get going last week that we're continuing to work on. But also you got to be able to use the arm of your quarterback and be able to throw it. And I feel like there were moments in the game where Trenton did a good job, and then there was moments where, you know, he wished he probably had a couple back. But that's why you play the game, and that's why you keep coming back to practice next week and keep improving. And, you know, that's on me as the guy that calls the offense, is to keep finding ways to get our guys the ball. And, you know, that's gone into everything this week to keep improving in that area. We got to score more points. That's reality. You got to get more points on the board. And another thing about offense is ball control. You know, we weren't on the field enough or stalled out at times, so our defense was on the field quite a bit. So it's just as much as keeping the ball away from the other team's offense can be your best defense.
Great. Obviously, on offense, got some playmakers you got to look out for, don't they?
They do. You know, they got a returning quarterback in the Wendt kid who's solid. He can throw the ball, and they're going to throw the ball a bunch. And why wouldn't you with him at quarterback? And then the Stair kid at receiver is a good-looking receiver that does a great job route running and catching. He has half of their receptions on the season, so that stat right there tells you alone who they're looking to get the ball to. And you know, they'll mix in the run game here or there to keep you honest. But make no mistake, they're going to try to air it out, and when you got a quarterback like that, you know, you probably should. So it's going to be a challenge for our defense. They got playmakers on that side of the ball. They're playing better each and every week. We just got to come in, like I said in the start, we got to be more disciplined than we were a week ago.
JV's kind of set the tone for the week with a nice win on Monday, didn't they?
They did. You know, Kozag came to town on Monday, and our JVs played really well. You know, I was really proud of them. We were proud of them. We were able to play a lot of guys in that game. And so it's always great to start your week off with a win. And so the JV guys start us out on Mondays. And so just really proud of those guys. And, you know, it just makes you feel like their time in practice, you know, a lot of them are the scout team players and have to get the varsity players ready, but this is their opportunity to go out and continue to develop and get better. And so it's exciting for us as a JV team to get a win on Monday.
Finally, everybody feeling okay? It's been through the first couple of weeks, and it's been so far so good. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Yeah, you know, that's obviously the goal through the whole season, is to stay as healthy as you can. And, you know, so far we're doing okay in that department. You know, we have a couple underclassmen that have some injuries, but right now we're holding in there. We've had these first 3 weeks have been physical games, and it's not going to be any different Friday, but I feel like the longer you go in the season, you get more and more in football shape. Your body becomes more and more acclimated to the grind and what's pushed upon it, but you also got to take the measures to keep that recovery going so that each and every week you can come back.